Thank you for tuning in today, and you're listening to the Provisions for the Redeemed broadcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Vanessa Walker of Provisions for the Redeemed Christian Center, which is also known as Vanessa Walker Ministries.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is our protection. God has given us this protection comes from God. He's telling us that I am going to watch over you. I'm going to protect you. So the psalmists have come to the knowledge, to the understanding, to the belief, knowing that God will watch over him, knowing that God will watch over them and take care of them. He said he's given his angels charge to take me up and lift me up and watch over me. He said he's given his angels charge over me. And what will they do? They will bear me up in their hands. This is what the angels are going to do. He said he's given his angels charge to take care of me. God has charged his angels. He's come out and he's told his angels, look, I give you charge over this human race. I give you charge over my children. I give you charge over those who are born again to watch over them and to keep them. That's your job. That's their job. He says, so I give you charge to do that. And he's saying what the angels will do will take me up and bear me up in their hands. Amen. He says, and not only will they take me up, he said, they will cover me. God said, I will have you covered. Amen. With their wings. So he's going to be constantly watching over us and taking care of us. This is what he's saying in Psalms 191. In Psalms 191, he's saying, God is our help. Psalms 121, God is our help. Psalm 91, he is our protection. He will watch over us. He will take care of us. So then we know that our help comes from God. We got to know where our help comes from. We have to be confident in where our help comes from. It comes from God. Amen. Let's go back to Psalms 121, verse 5. He says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. So what is he doing? Day and night, constantly, he's taking care of us. Constantly. So he don't say, I'm just working day hours. I'm just working day hours. I don't do any work at night. Or I'm just working night hours. I don't do any work at during the day. I'm just working night hours. Or I'm just working day hours. He's not saying that. He's saying day and night I am on the job. Day and night I'm watching over you. When you're asleep, I'm watching over you. Day and night. I got you covered. Psalms 91, day and night, he has us covered. The angels, God gave the angels charge over us, to watch over us and to keep us. And in that charge, they are to take us up in their hands day and night. The psalmist is writing, our help comes from God. He trusts that it is. It comes from God. He believed that it is. And we must believe the same thing. These are our encouraging words to know where our help comes from. Our help comes from God. When we need help, he is there day and night. He's focusing day and night. He's watching over us day and night. He's got the angels. He's given them charge to watch over us day and night. That's where our help comes from. He said, the Lord is our keeper. Well, you think when you're asleep, you're not worried about anything when you sleep. You're not a worried about anything when you're laying down and you're asleep. Why? Because you're asleep. You're in an unconscious state somewhere. Not unconscious, but you're asleep. You're unaware of what's going on around you. You sit down and you go to sleep in faith that you're going to wake up the next morning. But you're unaware of all the things that has transpired while you were asleep. The angels have been charged to watch over you and to take care of you And the scripture said they will take you up in their arms. So while you're asleep, the angels have been charged to watch over you. So where does our help come from? Our help comes from God. When we need help, we ask God for help. He's already said that's what he's going to do. So why would we sit idly by and not ask God for help when we know we need help? Not ask God for help when we know we need it. Why would we just sit there and just assume that whatever may be, may be. Que sera, sera, whatever may be, may be. That's what, you know, little Daisy, whatever. Please don't eat the daisies or whatever they said. But no, que sera, sera, it don't mean whatever will be, may be. That's how some people feel. Whatever will be, may well. I can't do nothing about it. That's how it's going to be anyway. It's going to be like that anyway. What happened to prayer? What happened to trusting God in prayer? People don't vote. Well, why should I vote? They're going to do what they want to do anyway. Well, when you don't vote, yeah, they're going to do what they want to do anyway because you didn't vote. Because you didn't voice your opinion. Whatever's good, well, what it's just going to happen anyway, so why should I do it? Well, of course, you didn't go in and intercede in prayer. And try to change it. Prayer changes things. That's what prayer is for. To change the outcome. You don't like the outcome? Change it. You don't like what you think the outcome is going to be? Change it. Change it through prayer. Fear of what the outcome is going to be? Change that. Through prayer. Change it through prayer. Get rid of that fear through prayer. Find out what the word of God has to say about your situation. And whatever the word of God has to say about your situation, then pray about it. You broke? You don't want to be broke anymore? Then pray about it. Because God said you don't have to be broke. You tired, frustrated, don't want to be tired anymore? Well, the Bible says you don't have to be tired and frustrated. Pray about it. Pray whatever it is, whatever change you want made in your life, you have to pray. You have to come before God and you have to petition him. Why? Lift up your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from God, which made heaven and earth. Like I said earlier, if he made heaven and earth and you compare your problem to him making heaven and earth, what do you think he will do with your problem? He'll change it. He'll fix it. The creator that created everything, that gave you breath, eyes to see, mouth to talk, legs to walk, hands to move around and do. If he did all, he created all of this, what do you think he's going to do when you pray for change? Change is going to come. Change is going to come. Day or night, he said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Day and night, God will take care of you. He doesn't have a time to say, like I said, I only work day hours. Please don't bother me. You must pray from 9 to 5. After 5 o'clock, you missed it. So you have to work to 9 o'clock in the morning. God is not saying that. And you be thinking, well, Lord, you just work from 9 to 5. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I have a problem. I have to wait to 9 o'clock. No. We start praying now, and we can keep praying. We got 24/7. God is available to us 24/7. He's available to us. But we don't pray like that. We don't assume that he is. We got these, we pray, skip here, there, little skippy prayers, scattered prayers, throw you one out every now and then and hope God pick it up like you shooting marbles. You throw the marbles across the floor or the balls across the floor and however many roll across in the land up in the position where you want it to be. You says, okay, but our prayers aren't like that. We can't pray scattered prayers. When we pray prayers, God hear us. Whether we're praying correctly or not, he still hear us. When we come before God and we start talking, he hear us. Like I said, he hear everything we say. He see everything we do. He don't shut a blind eye and go, oh my God, what are they doing now? Oh my God, what did they say? He hear, he know, he see. But we are, is just so, if he hear and knows all of that, then he hears our prayer. He see when we're before him. And we're saying before him, coming before him, say, Lord, look at this. I got this problem. I take my bills. I want to get out of debt. So I take my bills. I walk through the house and I pray. Lord, I want to get this thing paid off. I need supernatural debt removal. I'm not trying to pay all this money in interest. I'm getting these people that's giving away money. I'm not trying to keep giving away money. So I need this thing gone supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Then I go back and say, you remember the woman that had the pot of oil and you told her how to get out of debt. So I go back to that, Lord, show me how to get out of debt. Get this debt off of me. Tell me what I need to do. Amen. So I know you got he has an answer to every problem that we have. He's got an answer for it. So he says, day and night, it doesn't matter. I'm there, I'm willing, I'm going to take care of you. Verse 7 of Psalms 121. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. So the Lord shall what? Preserve thee from all evil. That means he's going, you know what preserve is, mean he's going to take care of you. He's going to protect you. He's going to watch over you. Let's go to Psalms 41. Keep your finger on 121, but turn to Psalms 41. Psalms 41, he's forever, he's going to watch over us and preserve us. But let's look at this, Psalms 41, and start at verse 3. And this is a psalm that David had written. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in sickness. And what he's saying here, God will turn that. He will turn that sickness. He will change that. When he's saying to strengthen him upon the bed of his languishing, thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. He says he's going to turn it around. God is going to turn it around. The Lord will preserve thee. The Lord will take care of you. The Lord will bless you. So we see here, he said, the Lord will bless him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. He says here, he said, Lord, going to keep him alive. And then he says, he's going to change that, get him up off of his sick bed. That's the kind of compassion and mercy that God have for his people. So when we look at Psalm 121 and we look at Psalms 41, they're saying the same thing. God will take care of you. The Lord shall preserve you. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall take care of you. We don't have to fear about anything. Our help comes from God. Whether it's in sickness, whether we're distressed, we're in trouble, the trouble has mounted, we don't know what to do with the trouble. Whether we're in debt, whatever situation we may be in, it doesn't matter. God is our help. He is there to help us up out of whatever situation we're in. He's there to take care of it. He's there to preserve us. So if he'll change you on the sick bed, and he will change that, he will turn that, he will preserve you, he will keep you alive. A compassionate father, a merciful father, a faithful father, that's who God is to us. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, from the one who reigns, from my Father that loves me, from my Father that feeds me, from my Father that clothes me, from my Father that gives me protection, from my Father that puts a shelter over my head. Amen. For my Father that ensures that I have food on the table, he shall preserve me. Therefore, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. And the psalmist understood that because God was so faithful. And for them to sit down and write, let me tell you how faithful God is. This is how faithful he is. He is there for us to take care of us, to preserve us, to protect us. God is our help. We must go to our help. God is our help, but we got to petition our help. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 16. Turn to Psalm 16. Keep holding on to Psalms 121. Keep holding on to Psalms 121, but go to Psalms 16. Psalm 16, we're going to start at verse 5. Psalm 16, we'll start at verse 5 and continue to keep your fingers there on Psalms 121. Okay, Psalm 16, verse 5 says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand thou art pleasures forevermore." So he says what? There's joy in the presence of God. Look what he says. He said, "I'm at his right hand and I shall not be moved." Did not Jesus say to the Father, "All that you have given me, I have not lost one"? Amen. He said, "All that you have given me, I've not lost one." When Jesus came on the scene, he said, "You were like sheep scattered abroad." He said, "But when I came in to gather up the sheep that has been scattered abroad all this time, to let you know that you still have a shepherd. I am the true shepherd, and the true shepherd came on the scene to gather up all the sheep that has been scattered abroad." And then he goes over and tells the Father, he says, "And I've not lost one." He said, "Father, I've not lost one that you've given me." And the psalmist say here that I am at his right hand and I shall not be moved. God got us. The Lord got us. He have us. Pray, make your petition known to him, and let him help you. But why? Because God is our help. Our help comes from God. So we have to learn how to pray and say, "Lord, I need your help. I need you to help me. I'm in this situation. I need you to help me." And the psalmist that we just read, he was joyous. He said, "I find pleasure in the presence of the Father." There's joy in the presence of the Father. Why? Because he is so good. He is so awesome. When you get used to God answering your prayers over and over and over again, then you find out all you want to do is just stay in his presence. Sometimes it's not even to have a request from God, but you just want to be in his presence because it's so good. It's joyous. It's wonderful just to be in his presence, just to be talking to him. And have the Father talk to you. Amen. And God is forever, always speaking to us. We always say, "Well, something told me. You know, I was getting ready to do this and something told me." That's the Holy Ghost. But we used to say, "Well, something told me to do this. Something told me not to do this. Well, something said I should do this." That was the Holy Spirit talking to you. And when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you say, "Well, something told me to go do this." That was the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit tell you that, then you know whatever it is, the outcome is going to be good. You just pray. You pray and the outcome is going to be good. Ask yourself this question. Why would the Holy Spirit tell you or remind you of something if he was not concerned and was not going to be there to help you? He's going to be there to help you. That's why he reminded you of it. The outcome is going to be good. That's why he reminded you. You go, "Ooh, something told me. Well, I'm so glad I didn't do that. Something told me not to do that." And you didn't do it, and the outcome what? Come out what? Good. The outcome come out good. Sometimes we miss it. Like, "Boy, something told me I should. I wish I had done it." And you miss it. But if you had done it, the outcome would have came out good. I remember this lady was moving. We moving her stuff. And while we were moving, I'm like, something told me, the Holy Spirit told me to ask her about that bedroom suit. If she was going to keep the bedroom suit. Beautiful, beautiful. And I said, well, no, she already gave us a whole lot of stuff, so it's no use in just asking. But again, ask her about the bedroom suit. I didn't ask her. Well, guess what? When she got ready to move, she couldn't even get the bedroom suit upstairs. So she told the moving company, well, just keep it. Because she couldn't get it accused. She couldn't think of any. She said, that time I couldn't think of anybody to call. I was so frustrated. I couldn't think of anybody to call to come and get the bedroom suit. But look, the Holy Spirit already told me to ask her. And guess what? If I had asked her, then she would have known. Just leave the thing. We can't get it up the stairs. Just leave it right there. Have her to come pick it up. But I didn't ask. And then when she told me about it, then here I'm saying, oh, man. If I had asked her, like the Holy Spirit was saying, like some people say, if I had asked her when something told me to ask her, then I would have had the bedroom suit. You understand what I'm saying? So this the thing. The Holy Spirit, when he reminds us of something, then you got to know on the other side of him saying, of folks saying something told me, which is the Holy Spirit speaking to you, on the other side of whatever he says to you, the outcome is going to be good. Like I said, he's not going to remind you of something to bring in a bad outcome. He reminds you of it because he knows. He knows what God had, the plan that God has for you. He knows that that's part of the plan and you need to be doing it to get your blessing. He's trying to keep you from missing your blessing. But now I'm not saying because he warns us or he speaks to us, he acknowledges us, or that he's telling us what to do, that we don't need to pray. Yes, we need to pray, but it is a reminder. This is how he's blessing us. It's a reminder for us not to miss another blessing. He's saying the blessing is there. I'm reminding you. Do what you have to do. Do your part of what you have to do. So our help comes from the Lord. Our help comes from him. Verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. That means what? He forever with us. Wherever we go, the Lord is with us. Wherever we are, his help is there for us. We can't move to another city and just assume, well, if I leave here, then I'm not going to have the blessing of the Lord if I go to another place. Wherever we are, God is. He's forever present. He's there for us. The Lord shall preserve our going out and our coming in. Our everyday life, God is there taking care of us, preserving us, watching over us. As I said earlier, he has given his angels charge over us. He made that declaration. He gave that charge to them to take care of us and to watch over us and to take us up in their hands and to protect us. We read that in Psalms 91. We read how he said that I've given my angels charge over you. To watch over you, to take care of you, to take you up in their hands and to present and watch over you. He said, I've given them that. He'll take care of us in our sickness. Get us up off our sick bed. Preserve us. Amen. Amen. So remember, our help comes from the Lord. When we get in a place and we get distressed, our help comes from the Lord. We get sick, our help comes from the Lord. We don't have enough, our help comes from the Lord. We're not feeling good, our help comes from the Lord. Things at work not going good, our help comes from the Lord. Got a crazy boss, help comes from the Lord. They not doing right on the job, don't want to give you a raise. The big heads in the... The overheads in the large companies, the CEOs and all those who have sat down and made the decision, we're not giving any more raises. Our help comes from the Lord. We're not moved. Christians should never, ever be moved by any situation that folks are talking about in the natural. Just because they say we don't give any more raises, they can say it all they want to. Promotion comes from God. That's what the Bible say. They said, well, we're not giving people raises this year. Promotions come from God. I've seen it operate in my life. They told me we give a raise once a year. I was getting a raise every 6 months. And the president would call me in and couldn't understand why he was giving me the raise. I can't keep giving you these raises. We just give a raise every 6 months. Oh, okay. But guess what I did? I kept praying, and he kept giving me a raise every 6 months. Why? Because promotion comes from God. I prayed. I asked God. He took care of it. President of the company couldn't even understand. Called, like I said, called me in. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this. But guess what? God had him doing it. So as long as God had him doing it, he was going to keep doing it. Amen? Amen? So don't worry about if you're not making enough money. Pray and ask God promotion on the job. They gave somebody else a job that you should have had. Pray about it. You never know what God is going to do. Good is supposed to come out for you. He's preserving you. He's taking care of you. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He's there for us to watch over us and to keep us. Amen. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for being our help. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us in our times of trouble. We thank you, Father God, that in our distress we cry, and Lord, you will deliver us up out of that. We thank you, Father God, that you will deliver us up off of our sick beds. We thank you, Lord, that you have us in your hands and that you will not lose one of us. We thank you for that. We thank you for your divine word, which we will apply to our lives. Lord, we thank you for the encouragement this morning that has come from your word. We thank you for being Lord over our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that we can lift up our eyes unto you. You will hear us when we make our petition known, and you will answer us. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We magnify the mighty name of God. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening in today. Again, I'm Pastor Vanessa Walker, and I would like to invite you to visit with us at Provisions for the Redeemed Christian Center, which is also known as Vanessa Walker Ministries. We are located in Huntsville, Alabama, and can be contacted at provisionsfortheredeemed@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and hope to see you soon.